This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that India's health infrastructure has become stronger in the past few years. Addressing post-budget webinar on Sabka Saath Sabka Vikas, fulfilling aspirations of people, Mr. Modi said that fulfilling the aspirations of the people is not merely a matter of discussion, but the very foundation of the budget and the commitment of the government. He highlighted that the country is working with a vision towards preventive and holistic health, with hundreds of new medical colleges opening in many districts.
भारत आज प्रिवेंटिव और होलिस्टिक हेल्थ के लिए एक विशाल विजन पर काम कर रहा है। पिछले कुछ वर्षों में देश का हेल्थ इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर मजबूत हुआ है। सैकड़ों जिलों में नए-नए मेडिकल कॉलेज खुल गए हैं। आयुष्मान भारत योजना, आरोग्य मंदिरों के माध्यम से स्वास्थ्य सेवाओं की पहुंच गांव-गांव तक बढ़ाई गई है।
Emphasizing the rise of care economy, Mr. Modi said that the growing global demand for caregivers is creating a new skill-based employment opportunities for lakhs of young people in the country.
हमारे योग और आयुर्वेद पूरी दुनिया में पॉपुलर हो रहे हैं। आप सभी इसके विभिन्न पहलुओं पर संवाद अवश्य करेंगे। लेकिन एक अहम विषय जिसका मैं जिक्र करना चाहूंगा वो है केयर इकोनॉमी। आने वाले दशक में देश में सीनियर सिटीजंस की संख्या तेजी से बढ़ेगी। इसके अलावा आज वर्तमान में दुनिया के कई देशों में केयर गिवर्स की भारी मांग है। इसलिए अब हेल्थ सेक्टर में लाखों युवाओं के लिए नई स्किल आधारित रोजगार के नए अवसर तैयार हो रहे हैं।
न्यूज जस्ट इन, द लोकसभा इज बीन एडजर्न्ड टिल 12 o'clock. The second phase of the budget session of Parliament has commenced. Lok Sabha is scheduled to take up resolution seeking removal of Speaker Om Birla today. External Affairs Mr. Dr. S. Jaishankar is also scheduled to make a statement regarding the situation in West Asia in the Lok Sabha. Minister of Youth Affairs and Sports will launch the second phase of Viksit Bharat Yuva Connect program in Delhi today. The initiative has been organized through Mera Yuva Bharat, My Bharat, to strengthen youth engagement with the vision of Viksit Bharat 2047. The minister informed that more than 10,000 students from over 35 colleges across the national capital are expected to participate in the program. The Israeli Defense Forces, IDF, today announced that it has eliminated 5 senior commanders in the IRGC Quds Force Lebanon Corps in a precise strike in Beirut. In a social media post, IDF noted that those eliminated were Commander of the Lebanon Corps, Dawood al-Zadeh, Majid Hassini, Commander of the Intelligence Sector of the Lebanon Corps, Ali Reza Biazar, and Hassan Ahmed Lo, an intelligence operative in the Lebanon Corps, among others. The IDF said that these were eliminated in the Operation Roaring Lion. Rapper turned politician and popular figurehead of Gen Z Revolution Balendra Shah is said to become Nepal's next prime minister after his party Rashtriya Swatantra Party RSP secured a landslide victory in the parliamentary elections. The RSP has secured 122 of the 165 directly elected seats in the House of Representatives and is leading in 3 more, putting the party on course for the biggest electoral majority since Nepal became a democracy. Oil prices have crossed $100 per barrel for the first time in more than 3.5 years as the Iran war hinders production and shipping in the West Asia. The price for a barrel of Brent crude, the international standard, was trading at $101.19 yesterday, up 9.2% from its closing price of $92.69 on Friday. India scripted history by winning the ICC Men's T20 World Cup title for a record 3rd time, beating New Zealand by 96 runs in the final match in Ahmedabad last night. Chasing a massive target of 256 runs set by India, New Zealand were bowled out for just 159 runs in 19 overs. Jasprit Bumrah bagged highest 4 wickets and was adjudged player of the match. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that by winning the T20 Cricket World Cup, Team India has proven that the confluence of determination, restraint and self-confidence is a fundamental mantra for success in life. Sharing a Sanskrit slok in social media post, Mr. Modi said that the victory showcases that with hard work in the right direction, every goal can be achieved. And that is the end of this news bulletin.